This is the truth about Ondo Finance.
With connections to BlackRock and Coinbase, this is a project you cannot miss.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
This is the truth about Ondo Finance.
With connections to BlackRock and Coinbase, this has to be one of the most slept on, what would you call it, like a large cap?
It's getting to large cap.
It's getting status, into a large cap status now, yeah. But I see this even taking down Tether.
Interesting, yeah. I would say this is, this has to be on everybody's radar as, you know, I could see this thing getting to top 25 of crypto.
Currently sitting at like number 90 or something.
Yeah. This is one of the most well-connected projects. And, you know, who's making crypto their own thing? BlackRock, right? BlackRock spearheaded the Bitcoin ETF cycle. You know, they made their intentions very clear. Everyone faded them. They said, oh, it's a sell the news event. BlackRock, no.
How's it sell the news when there's fucking hundreds of millions of dollars flowing in?
These guys, BlackRock manages $10 trillion, right? Yeah. When they are getting into something and they are making it public, don't fade them. What did we see? The Bitcoin ETF news came out. Bitcoin, you know, went up to 48K, little sell the news, and boom, 73K.
They said that was a stepping stone into the tokenization of real world assets.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll get the Bitcoin ETF, spot ETF approved. That is our stepping stone. I think this is the greater picture. Mm-hmm. I think the tokenization of real world assets is the grand scheme. This is, you know, this is the big thing.
Yeah.
So if you wanted the project connected to BlackRock that is in bed with Coinbase and is helping revolutionize the real-world asset innovation, if you will, Ondo Finance is a project I think that everybody needs to be looking at right now.
For sure. And the reason that this episode is super important and you need to watch it, listen to the end, is obviously we're going to talk about Ondo Finance, the project, and why it is so interesting. But what did BlackRock just recently come out and do? They launched their own tokenized asset fund on Ethereum called BIDL, you know? And what that is going to be is, as we'll get into the episode, they're trying to take, basically, it's not a token per se. It's a tokenized asset fund that anyone can invest in, and then BlackRock is going to be able to put all these quote-unquote real-world assets value onto the blockchain for every retail investor to be able to get into. And guess what? That's exactly what Ondo Finance is doing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they're democratizing access to institutional-grade financial products and services through the use of the blockchain. So basically, you're going to get access to financial services to a broader audience that, you know, not everybody can partake in. And as we dive into Ondo, you'll see that they have like an institutional side, but they also have something for the retail as well. Mm. And they're integrating the best practices from traditional finance and ensuring that it's compliant and transparent on chain. So there's a lot of sketchy, you know, projects and exchanges, everything in crypto, right? When you're talking about institutions with hundreds of millions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars that are going to be tokenized, there's no way they're going to risk having it be on a platform that isn't fully secure, isn't fully transparent, and fully compliant. And that's where Ondo Finance comes in.
For sure. So at the root of the problem that Ondo Finance is solving and what the real-world asset sector is trying to disrupt is the fact that a lot of these traditional real-world assets are highly illiquid. Mm. Now, we're talking about things that maybe like a property, a piece of art across the other side of the world, or even things like, you know, debt or loans or collateral, right? Like The average investor wouldn't know the first thing about how to purchase collateralized debt from a company. You know, like if I ask Joe Blow on the street, he's got no idea.
Yeah.
Very, very technical, very hard. But Ondo Finance is tokenizing, quote unquote, tokenizing these assets that do not exist on the blockchain. And their aim is to make it as easy to trade things like properties or mortgages or art or debt or collateral or loans, to make that as easy as trading stocks or crypto on exchanges. That's their mission.
So they have Ondo splits into two different arms. They have their technology arm, and then they have their asset management arm. So the asset management arm is creating a overseen tokenized financial products that embody everything that is you see in TradeFi. Then they have the technology arm, and that's where you get more of these protocols and whatnot that are building. Right now, we're seeing the total value locked increase amongst the three products that they have offered to the general public. Two of them are fully offerable now, and then there's one that's coming, which I think is going to be a massive catalyst, which we'll get into later in the episode. But they have 200 mil total value locked right now. That is only increasing. So right now they have OUSG. This is a tokenized wrapped form of the BlackRock short-term US Treasuries ETF. This is where you can earn yield from their treasuries. Then they have the USDY, and then we'll get into like why we think this could take down Tether. Mm-hmm. That's a yield-bearing alternative to traditional stable coins like USDT. And then the one that's going to be launching later on is OMMF, and that's a tokenized BlackRock money market fund.
Right.
So three different protocols that allow you to earn yield on your stable coins.
So yeah, I mean, obviously you just mentioned BlackRock, right? BlackRock is the new, whether you like it or not, these guys are the new kings of crypto. And Ondo Finance is one of the only, if not the only legitimate project that is officially working with BlackRock. They're tokenizing BlackRock funds. They're making it much easier for people to access the BlackRock products. You know, whether you like it or not, younger investors are gravitating towards crypto and the blockchain more than they are stocks.
Yeah.
It's easier to get into. There's less barriers to entry. It's more global. The communities are much better most of the time. So people, you know, even if you can go onto a stock exchange and buy a BlackRock ETF, sure. But a lot of young people are just not going that way. They're going into crypto. They're going into the blockchain. So the fact that Ondo Finance is saying, look, we see the future. We're going to put BlackRock products onto the blockchain. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's giving big institutional players who are not in the US, and, you know, maybe some laws and stuff will change, which will give them access, but it's providing non-US institutional players access to a stable coin that provides them with high quality US denominated yield, mm-hmm. right? And that's what they want access to, because obviously the USD is, you know, the world, still the world currency. And they do it through onboarding of KYC, there's certificate generations, token minting, and everything's in compliance with the US laws and regulations. We can see what's happening right now. Look at what happened. There's always been like this, a little bit of smoke behind Tether. Nothing's transparent. Nothing's out there. They're established with all these shady exchanges. OKX recently, I think, removed the USDT pairing in Europe. MiCA regulations are coming out. We know that Circle has added USDC pairings to a lot of different blockchains lately. We know that Coinbase is USDC. We know BlackRock is Coinbase is USDC.
Yeah.
We're trying to, I think they're trying to take control of the stablecoin market. We have BlackRock involved. We have USDY overtaking USDT. And I think there's some big things to mention is the USDY is actually backed by treasuries.
Yeah.
USDT is backed by nothing.
That's the thing, right? So like, you know, USDT is supposed to be backed by fiat. You know, apparently there's a peg that they want. There's a dollar and X amount of USDT has to be backed by physical cash. But that's always been in question, right?
There's no transparency with that.
No transparency.
Yeah.
This Powell guy, who knows what he's doing. But Ondo is coming along with a different way of doing it. They say, look, we're going to release this stable coin pegged to a dollar, USDY. And it's not only just backed by cash, because as we know, cash is a depreciating asset, right? Yeah. So Ondo is saying, look, we're going to back our stablecoin with a bit of cash, but also US Treasury bills.
Yeah.
And potentially moving forward, they can back a $1 pegged stablecoin with a whole plethora of different real world assets, which can generate more yield for the person that holds the stable USDY than your traditional stablecoin. So you can, you still, you're, you're putting your money in the hands of a BlackRock-backed fund, basically.
Yep.
But because they've diversified their portfolio of the things that are backing the asset, your yield is going to be much higher. So people are going to be like, why am I holding USDT? It's backed by my shoelace.
And you're not getting any interest.
I'm going to sell my USDT. Once it starts to get, you know, obviously you're going to need to have the pegs so you can trade it in and out of it. But this is early. That's why we say this is early stage for Ondo Finance, because they're doing something that could, if you look forward 10, 20, 30 years in crypto, like it's all going to be regulated, run through these big institutions, whether you like it or not, it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Ondo Finance is laying the groundwork for that right now. Even though, you know, it's like, oh, it's a large cap already. This thing has big potential.
Absolutely. So with the OUSG, that's going to be more for the big institutional players. At least you need to have at least a minimum subscription of $100,000. USDY is going to be the option for everybody to earn yield on their stable coins. Except it's still restricted from US entities, which is a bit unfortunate because obviously KYC and all these other things. But look, this is the USDY or the OUSG fund managed in partnership with BlackRock. They also have involving entities like Citi and JP Morgan, right? Compliant, secure. This is where the big money's going. This is where they're going to, you know, earn yield on money that's just sitting around.
It's the institution coin.
Yeah.
For better or for worse. I mean, look, we're always about connecting the dots in this show. So you see BlackRock, Coinbase, Ondo. I think these are three names you're going to keep seeing. So Ondo is officially backed by Coinbase and also Pantera and Founders Fund.
Yeah.
Who else, when you look at who BlackRock made that their tokenized ETF fund and all their ETFs for that matter, that new one, Biddle, which came out on Ethereum, Coinbase, BlackRock, Coinbase, Ondo backed by Coinbase.
See, I know. It makes, man, when you connect the dots, it makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
And the potential for, you know, I talked about it briefly earlier in the episode, but tokenizing assets that retail investors don't understand, or even if you do understand, it's too hard to get access to. Again, like if I were to say, oh, let's go buy some UST treasury bills, you'd be like, okay, how do we do it?
Yeah.
But Ondo is tokenizing US treasury bills and putting it on the blockchain, which will be easily accessible for crypto investors. Mm. Another really interesting use case that I read about on their website, and it was like had one of those aha moments, was tokenized debt.
Right.
So tokenized debt. So obviously the world runs on debt. People are loaning out money. They owe, this company owes this company money. If someone owes you money, say from a personal or a corporate perspective, that has a value on it because there's interest payments. So if you owe me $1,000, there's interest payments. Your debt to me has a value.
Mm.
But for me to sell that to someone is very difficult.
Yeah.
You know, like there's contract in actual pen and paper and they don't know you, they don't know me. How do they keep track of it? It's on the blockchain. Ondo is moving forward to tokenize debt and have a tradable tokenized debt marketplace on the blockchain.
Right.
So people can buy and sell debt from around the world. Again, that's putting a massive multi-billion, if not trillion-dollar market, which is highly illiquid, onto the blockchain so people can start trading it.
Yeah.
That I think is a massive, massive game changer.
I think there's a lot of things happening here. The adoption, we're seeing USDT kind of being pushed to the side slowly but surely. And we're seeing the adoption of USDY. Mantle, we covered Mantle, that layer two, that huge launch on Ethereum. And what I found is it's actually one of the top traded tokens on Mantle, USDY.
Right.
They're focusing on bridging yield-bearing assets on-chain, incorporating USDY heavy. Like, that is the biggest inflow that they're seeing right now is USDY.
Interesting.
Mantle, yeah. So it's pretty interesting. They also have some collaborations with Solana recently, Injective. So some big things are happening.
I mean, it's still a relatively new project in terms of the token. Like, the Ondo token only launched within the last few months, right?
Yeah.
So this is still something that's very much under the radar. One thing that also caught my eye was their blockchain programming interface, BPI for short. It's like basically an API that's connecting the blockchain and traditional finance systems. Right. And while this, obviously, that's a very broad way of just describing it, we're talking about Ondo Finance is the chosen one for connecting BlackRock and all their cronies, JP Morgan, Citigroup, and the blockchain. And they're kind of reminds me of what Quant was/is trying to do, being like that, like layer zero connecting enterprise with crypto and stuff. But Ondo is working in similar fashion. I think it's really interesting what they're doing. And you look at the team, Goldman Sachs Digital Assets, Facebook, Microsoft, all these, like, and the people they're backed by, this is the institution connecting coin, and it's early still.
Yeah, I think it can go hand in hand with Biddle that BlackRock's rolling out. And, you know, one of the biggest things I could see people complaining about is the tokenomics, because I think only like 10 to 12% in currently in circulation. So I wanted a token unlock, had a look at the scheduling, and the next big unlock is not until January 17th of 2025.
Right.
It's a super small amount that's emitted each day, but the one of those larger ones, not till first quarter of 2025. Yeah. So like, I've loaded heavily into Ondo. We've pieced together the connections here and we can see the adoption occurring.
Yeah.
You know, when they roll out the OMMF, which is the BlackRock, the tokenized BlackRock money market fund, I think it's going to be a huge catalyst moving forward.
Yeah.
And that hasn't even launched yet. So,
and you know, obviously we've just kind of broken down Ondo Finance. It is more of a technical project than a lot of the stuff we discuss on here. You know, like it's easier maybe for a retail investor to understand a game or an AI project or a metaverse and that kind of stuff. And we get that, but this is what you need to know if to really simplify and break it down for you. Narrative is everything in crypto. And real-world asset narrative is here to stay, and that's been proven by what BlackRock just did in launching their tokenized fund. Now, when you think about big players, institutional investors, guys that have millions, if not billions of dollars, and they want to say, we need to make a big play into the RWA sector. If you look at the RWA altcoin landscape, a lot of these projects, even the ones we've discussed on the show that we like, you know, we like our small-cap gems, Alliance Block, PureFi, Brilliant, whatever. These are low cap gems with very low liquidity if you're an institutional investor. They can't buy these coins because they're looking at going in with 50 mil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The only large cap real world asset altcoin that has any substance to it, that is connected to all the major players, that has enough liquidity to harbor all of these big buys is Ondo Finance. There's no other one that I can see that is near Ondo Finance. Mm. So just by virtue of being the only one that's available for institutional players, if you're an institution, you know, maybe we see an RWA ETF, another one like BlackRock or ARK Invest, whatever, it's Ondo.
It is.
They have no choice.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's true. Look, a stable coin that actually provides yield, is secure, is compliant, working with all the big dogs, it makes complete sense. Where can you buy it? Well, one of the only places is a BitGet.
BitGet.
Got it, baby.
If you want to check out Ondo Finance, the token is available on BitGet. We have an exclusive referral link in the description of the episode, which saves you on trading fees, gets you a deposit bonus, which you can spend on the Ondo token. Obviously, nothing we say in this episode or in general is financial advice. We're just telling you what we do. This isn't sponsored or anything. We both own the Ondo token. We've done our research. We think this is an absolute winner. I wouldn't be surprised to see Ondo in the top 25 or more when the bull run is all said and done, because this is the chosen one for BlackRock. And BlackRock, they own crypto now.
They control the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's anything we missed about Ondo, we're always looking to learn. You know, we view this like, you know, our BitTensor. We just want to keep looking into it, keep learning about it, see what's really happening. And, you know, this is one of those larger caps we like to hold.
Yep.
Anyways, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.